Subcommittee on Public Safety, Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Colleagues, today is June 18th, 2015, and we're convened for work sessions, and we're going to go, I didn't realize we had the OSP budget bill today.
Yes.
That'll take a while. Okay. So we're
it doesn't have to. I'm ready to vote.
Yeah, I am too.
That's true.
You can talk, you want to talk, or you want to vote.
There are certain things that we should probably get on the record. So we're going to go with 5531, then to 3225, then to 2205, 2002, and then 3503. So why don't we jump into Senate Bill 5531. I'll open a work session on Senate Bill 5531. Julie.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair, committee members. Senate Bill 5531 is the budget bill for the Oregon State Police. The Legislative Fiscal Office is recommending a budget for this agency for the upcoming biennium of just over $389 million, with 1,286 positions and 1,255.37 FTE. I think I'll go through the work session materials just to hit the high points of the recommendations for all of you. The recommendations include $3.37 million in general fund to phase in 20 new trooper positions and to add two additional forensic scientist positions during the 2015-17 biennium. The troopers will be phased in between July 1st of 2016 and July 1st of 2017, kind of in thirds. And the forensic scientists will be phased in, one in July of 2016 and one in January of 2016. The intent of the forensic scientists is to allow the forensics division to catch up and stay current on its workload. I think we've heard about the kind of backlog that can develop in the labs, and particularly to catch up on the testing of sexual assault forensic evidence kits or rape test kits. The recommendation also includes almost $5.2 million in general fund to preserve 18 fish and wildlife trooper positions that would have been eliminated due to the fee revenue shortfall in the Department of Fish and Wildlife itself. There's some funding added to improve the agency's infrastructure, including $1.9 million for new patrol cars. This is part of a three-biennium effort to get the trooper to patrol car ratio to 1-to-1 so that response times, especially in rural areas, are a little quicker because people have an assigned vehicle. There's also about $1.9 million provided in order for the Springfield office and the Astoria offices to move. The Springfield office, the agency just needs more space for the services that are provided there. And the Astoria office is located in a tsunami inundation zone, which it's best to get out of. We're recommending that $5 million in other funds limitation be added to begin replacing CrimeView, which is Oregon's criminal history database. This is a big project. It should take next biennium and the one following for a total cost currently estimated at about $15.5 million. This project was reviewed by the IT subcommittee, and their recommendation to you all is attached in your materials at the end of the packet. Finally, there's a couple of technical adjustments. Three additional fee-supported fish and wildlife trooper positions that are related to the Columbia River package and endorsement that was added last biennium. And there's $1.36 million in other funds limitation provided related to Measure 91 implementation. Part of that measure says that 15% of any revenues generated from the sale of legal sale of marijuana goes to the Oregon State Police for enforcement. We will recommend that the positions and things associated with that limitation be unscheduled until we start receiving the revenue. I think that's supposed to go live in something like 12 days, and I'm not sure it'll be like a faucet. So that is in there. There's an additional revenue-supported trooper added to the Capitol Mall security. There's the reduction of an auditor position in the gaming enforcement division in the tribal gaming section. And there's funding at the current service level for both the administration and state medical examiner divisions. And then there's two technical adjustments to reduce FTE levels of seasonal positions. One of those adjustments is for the nice people who staff the Capitol building during legislative sessions. They've been put in the budget as full FTE, but of course they're only here 6 or 7 months in a biennium. There's also a similar reduction in the Fish and Wildlife Division, where retired sworn troopers are brought on during hunting season to provide additional patrol support throughout the rural areas of the state. So those are the highlights of the recommendation. If you have any particular questions, I'd be happy to answer them. Any questions?
Glad to see we're upping the number of state troopers. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Not really a question, more of a comment. It's still at an unacceptable level. I'll spit this out. And we need to have the superintendent able to have the resources to bring everything up to 24/7 around the state, not in portions of the state. But I will still vote for this.
Any other questions? All right. I'll take a motion.
Madam Co-Chair, I move the LFO recommendation to Senate Bill 5531.
Senator Shields moves the LFO recommendations to Senate Bill 5531. Is there any discussion? Representative Krieger.
I was able to, Madam Chair, contact everyone but Representative Barker, Whitsitt, and you about this committee has recognized that the general fund funding for this agency is going to be in great jeopardy next session. And if you look on line 6, where it says July 2/15, if he puts 17 in there, those numbers below are going to look terrible. All of our investment is going to go away again. So I've asked Chair Shields, I'm asking you, let's put a work group together composed of this committee to look at dedicated permanent funding for the state police between now and next February. There are some ideas out there. It's doable. We talk about it. We just have to say we're going to do it. Other than that, I'm great support.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Madam Co-Chair, I'm not sure if we can do it as a committee unless we're actually formally a committee.
It'll be a work group, not a committee.
But we might have some quorum issues. But I definitely am interested in rolling up my sleeves and working with you on it.
Madam Chair,
Senator Winters.
I, too, am supportive of the recommendation that's being made by Representative Krieger. You know, it's been long conversation in this building, but with no real concrete action or work in order to, you know, to go forward. And Representative Krieger is correct. The next budget cycle is not going to be a pretty one, not only for state troopers, but for some of our other budgets. And I think we would be derelict if we did not work to get ahead of what's pending. I will say that I hate to see that the work that we've done this session unravel. I was pleased to see that even though it still isn't up to where some of us would like it to be, the 20 troopers as well as the cars. Thank you. You know, I've been pounding the drum about making certain that we give the equipment that is needed for our troopers for some time now. So I'm kind of pleased that some of this is happening, and I will be voting for this budget. But I do think that we need to be proactive and look at ways to find some dedicated funding for.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Is there any objection? So moved.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. The agency is recommending several changes to its key performance measures that I wanted to sort of hit the highlights of here. They're recommending that a couple of key performance measures related to traffic safety be replaced. And these are to focus the efforts more on things that actually have an impact on traffic safety. For example, their first key performance measure sought to reduce fatal injury and property damage crashes on state highways. Well, that's all of them. One way to kind of focus your effort is to reduce fatal injury crashes. This is a similar, it's actually the same performance measure that's been adopted by ODOT for the upcoming biennium. So those two agencies are working together to measure their efforts in that area. Likewise, the second KPM to be replaced changes a KPM that says reduce the percentage of calls for service where a trooper is unavailable to respond to changing the performance measure to the percent of lane blocking crashes that are cleared within 90 minutes. So that's something that you can measure with any number of troopers that are available, which is good. And that also goes a long way to meet several areas that the Highway Patrol keeps track of, moving traffic smoothly through the system, et cetera. We're also proposing to replace a group of key performance measures in the Fish and Wildlife Division. They all kind of had focused on sharing the goal of achieving a 90% compliance rate with laws related to angling. And the replacement key performance measure just focuses more on contact with hunters and anglers in the field. The agency wants to move toward a more education sort of role with regard to its work with hunters and anglers. So just keeping track of the number of contacts is important. Replacing a key performance measure in the Criminal Investigations Division from just participating in narcotics investigations to actually counting the number of dismantled or disrupted drug trafficking organizations. It's more specific, it's more focused, and it's what they are kind of setting out to do in the first place. And finally, they want to replace an existing key performance measure for the Forensics Division, specifically related to test kits, from counting the number of working days that it takes to complete an analytic request to counting the number of them that are completed under 30 days. 30 days is the goal, and so it's better to keep track of where you're going in that regard. So those are some of the highlights of the changes to the key performance measures. The ones that the agency wasn't recommending they change, we would recommend as they're presented.
Madam Co-Chair, I move the LFO recommendation on key performance measures.
Senator Shields moves the LFO recommendations on key performance measures. Any discussion? Are there any objections? So moved.
Discussion of the amendments?
Yes. Thank you. So the Dash 1 amendment makes a few changes to the printed bill. And I'm just going to read into the record the LFO recommended budget and not all the changes in the amendment. So the LFO recommends a budget of $271,620,851 in general fund, $7,866,688 in lottery funds, $99,780,657 in other funds, $9,765,116 in federal funds, with 1,286 positions at 1,255.37 FTE.
All right, that's sufficient. So I will move the Dash 1 amendment to Senate Bill 5531 as outlined by Julie in her recap of the LFO recommended budget.
Second. Senator Shields moves the Dash One amendments to Senate Bill 5531. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? So moved.
Madam Co-Chair, move Senate Bill 5531 to the full committee with the due pass recommendation as amended.
Senator Shields moves Senate Bill 5531 to the full committee with the due pass recommendation as amendment. Is there any discussion? Any objections? All right. So we're carriers. Gorsuch wants it on the floor.
Bates, you want to carry it?
Sure.
Talk about the 20 trooper positions.
I'm glad to, especially how it affects Southern Oregon.
Yeah.
Both full and
so well, no, he's not.
He doesn't cover the full.
Not in full anymore.
We kicked him out.
you're full. Full of this. Full of pink.
All right.
Full of it.
With that, I'm going to close our work session on Senate Bill 5513. I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 3225. Sorry, I did that fast.
Thank you. Madam Co-Chair, committee members, House Bill 3225 directs the Oregon State Fire Marshal to adopt a plan to coordinate response to oil or hazardous materials spills or releases that occur during rail transport. The bill establishes the Oil and Hazardous Material Transportation by Rail Action Fund to receive and account for gifts, grants, donations, endowments, or bequests from any public or private source to carry out the provisions of the bill. And it requires the State Fire Marshal to submit a report by February 1st each year to the Legislative Assembly. We have a A6 amendment to this bill that adds a general fund appropriation of $365,225 to the state Oregon State Police's 2015-17 budget. And this funding is intended for the Office of the State Fire Marshal to hire a staff and have funds to pay for conducting exercises, training, and support for local public safety organizations in coordinating hazmat plans.
Excellent. Motion on the dash A6s.
I move the dash A6 amendment into House Bill 3225.
Senator Shields moves the dash A6 amendments into House Bill 3225. Is there any discussion? Any objections? So moved.
Madam Co-Chair, I move House Bill 3225 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Shields moves House Bill 3225 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? So moved. I'm going to close that work session on, carriers.
I'd be interested in carrying on the Senate.
Barbara Smith Warner should carry it on the House floor.
And I'll carry it full then.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, now I will close that work session on House Bill 3225. I will open a work session on House Bill 2205. We will.
Good afternoon, co-chairs and members of the subcommittee. Before you is House Bill 2205. It relates to child victims of commercial sexual exploitation. The measure is effective on the 91st day after adjournment. This subcommittee had a public hearing on the measure on June 1st, 2015. In OLIS is a preliminary staff measure summary, fiscal impact, and there is no revenue impact. There is also no amendment to the measure. Just ever so briefly, the fiscal impact is indeterminate, but the proponents of the measure testified that there is the potential for private donations to the fund and potentially federal donations as well. And would you like more of an overview of the measure, Madam Co-Chair?
No, I don't think we need it.
Madam Co-Chair, I move House Bill 2205 to the Full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Shields moves House Bill 2205 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objections? So moved. Kathleen Taylor will carry it in the House with Huffman.
Okay. Anyone?
I can carry the full.
You still need your Senate members, right?
I'll carry it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 2205. I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2202. Thank you.
First, you get to say that because
we already heard it, and it has to be brought back for another amendment.
Okay. We're going to open a work session on House Bill 2002 for possible reconsideration.
Madam Co-Chair, do I make the motion?
Not yet.
Yeah. I said that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, we're getting nice. Chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended to allow the motion to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 2002 was reported out to the full committee. Are there any objections? So moved. Chair will accept the motion.
Madam Co-Chair.
I'm so confused.
I move to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 2002 was reported out to the full committee.
Senator Shields moves to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 2002 was reported out to the full committee. Is there any discussion?
Yeah.
Any
people want to tell us what's going on?
Yeah. So Linda can.
2002.
So I will explain it.
Linda will explain it.
Okay.
All right. Any objection?
Well, I'd like to know what we're doing before we vote.
We're reconsidering. We're reconsidering.
I want to know why we're reconsidering.
Voted out before.
Needed another amendment.
Oh.
I'm guessing the A6 had to be added after it went to full and came back to us. So I'm guessing.
Yeah.
So why did it have to come back to us with the A6? It's about staffing support for the interim work group from the Legislative Administrative Committee Services Department of Justice.
Yes, it changes staffing support for the interim work group from the Legislative Administration to Department of Justice.
So this is sort of a typo kind of thing or something? Or?
No, it just someone saw LAC and went, nope, don't think so.
Because there's two bills out here, this one, another one that has great interest for Southern Oregon. We had a terrible incident down there with one of the leading members of our Latino community. A businessman and his wife were stopped after they left a restaurant, pulled over, and she took a breathalyzer test, was negative. The police officer said, I don't care, I have trained in understanding when people are using narcotics, took her in, booked her, kept her overnight. All her tests came up negative. Oh. This woman is 78 years old. The chief of police has a letter of apology we can carry to the family. But if you don't think profiling is happening in this state, you're crazy, okay? So I want to make sure this bill I'm getting to here is this is a really important bill for a lot of us in Southern Oregon.
Thank you, Senator. Okay. So right now we have a motion to reconsider. Is there any objection? Mm-hmm. So moved.
Madam Co-Chair, I move the -A6 amendment to House Bill 2002.
Senator Shields moves the A6 amendments into House Bill 2002. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? So moved.
Madam Co-Chair, I move House Bill 2002 as amended to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Shields moves House Bill 2002 as amended to the Joint Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections?
Nope.
So moved.
And you assigned carriers the last time we had this.
So I'm going to close the work session on 2002 now that we got to our scripts. Did that all official like.
Was a work session.
I just open a work session.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think there's anybody here to.
No. I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 3503.
Madam Chair, yesterday there was a public hearing on 3503. Today it is before you. To work, the -A6 amendment provides appropriation language. The total fiscal impact of the bill is $2 million general fund, $1,895,450 is appropriated to the Department of Corrections to pay for a probation officer in each of the participating counties, increased probation caseload costs to community corrections, additional treatment and housing costs appropriate to the program. There would be a limited duration administrative specialist in the Department of Corrections, and there is an expected offset in avoided DOC bed costs of around $200,000 in 15-17. Also, the appropriation has $104,550 general fund to the Department of Human Services for a coordinating position, Ops and Policy Analyst 3, effective January 1, 2016. And the general fund will have some federal funds matching it as well.
Great. Good bill. Madam Co-Chair, I move the -A6 amendment to House Bill 3503.
Senator Shields moves the -A6 amendments into House Bill 3503. Is there any discussion?
Question.
Yes.
Madam Chair, could you, as the bill only allows this to occur for parents that have been convicted of certain non-violent offenses, and then the bill would list all those. Can you sort of give us an idea what kind of crimes, you know, that people have committed that they'd be able to do this?
I think that the focus will be on drug crimes. And
property.
Property crimes, yeah.
And no physical to physical.
No person crimes.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Any objections? So moved.
Final motion?
Final motion.
Madam Co-Chair, I move House Bill 3503 as amended to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Shields moves House Bill 3503 as amended to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Jeff Barker. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
No.
Any objections? So moved. I'll carry it in the House and in the full. And Jackie can carry it in the Senate. All right. With that, I will close the work session on House Bill 3503. I want to... Representative Wisnant would like to vote on Senate Bill 5531. Is there any objection to rule suspension to allow him to vote?
I vote aye on all the.
All right. Representative Wisnant.
Performance measures, the dash and the.
All of them. Representative Wisnant votes yes on 5531, all the various motions and votes that we did.
Thank you.
That, is there anything?
On Monday, there you will meet for a work session on House Bill 3468. Your bill adds to the crime of coercion using an animal, threatening to beat up an animal. Hmm. That's all I have so far, but there are other policy bills in the chute.
Would you check 969 when you go back? It's the bill on the work group for employment and housing for reentry.
I will check
just
that.
It came from revenue not too long ago. I mean, excuse me, it came from rules.
All right. With that, we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Sorry, we. Thank you, everyone. Sorry, we. With that, we are adjourned.